All right, listen up. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
I am about to tell you has never been told to another living soul.
Oh, God. Can't even make it to the intro.
The transducer will seduce you.
I'm so bored already.
I put a spell.
Bottom. Just relax. You are not in control.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm so in the Halloween spirit. Oh, say graves are opening all
graves
around us.
Graves opening.
I'm so much into the Halloween spirit because we've been decorating our rooms here at our motel room. They're having a big contest.
Yep, the Greenland Motel 4 here that we're staying at. Mm-hmm. They're having a contest for who can throw on. It's like a haunted house contest, but it's a haunted motel room instead. Mm.
Oh, we got this in the bag.
We got it in the bag.
Who knows Halloween better than us?
You know, I just went through all of my luggage, and I pulled out this huge wad of cobwebs that Crockpot has been, putting up in the corners of the room, and because it was just on my belongings.
Oh, see, I brought this industrial strength cobweb spinner gun.
Oh. Well, yours is good, but mine is authentic. Oh,
okay. All right.
So.
You got me there.
I got you there, man.
You got me there.
I got you there, witch.
Ooh. Cliff, we're just all set up in our booth right here inside of our hotel room. We had to shrink it down a little bit, so we're in extra tight quarters.
Well, they put, Mr. Snodbottom moved one of the queen size beds over there to make it look like a grave with Dracula rising out of it. He's dressed as Dracula.
Great. It's great, and here we are in this. We've decorated it like a. Like that, those space aliens from The Simpsons.
The aliens.
The aliens, yeah.
From The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. All right, that's what they're called.
Yeah, that's what I call it. Kang and Kodos.
Yes, thank you. That's what I'm trying to remember. They're we've decorated our booth like that ship, and we're the two aliens sitting up.
We're the two
running it.
I know. I've never felt more free since I've been inside this like green, tentacle outfit.
Uh huh. It is hard to move around.
I like it though. It's a pleasant hardness.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, look at
boobas.
Oh, dear, don't scare me like that.
There's a little bit of Halloween fright.
Mr. Dunbottom, what are you dressed as? That's so scary.
I'm dressed as the terrible Count Dracula boy.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love your teeth.
Yes, I'll sink my fangs into you.
But I thought blood was red.
I had a minor bowel attack as I lay down in our makeshift grave. I was very alarmed.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, now, Mrs. Potter Butter Churn.
Yes, dear.
I cannot believe. I love it. I love it. You're one of the best I've ever seen. Elvira.
Oh, dear. Well, I thought it's never too old to play Elvira.
No, and you did not skimp on the bosom, and I love it.
Dear. Whatever you got, you have to push them up.
Hey, if you got it, flaunt it.
Dear, you don't know how much duct tape it took to get to this point.
I used a lot of duct tape in my costume as well.
Oh.
I did. I put it all around. That's my tentacles are made of duct tape, and then I painted them green.
I can see that.
Yeah, what are yours made out of? Industrial strength film rubber?
It's silicone rubber.
Silicone.
100%. You know, I bought some of those silicone caulk guns.
Yeah.
And I just made a big layer of silicone. And I stretched it out.
Leave it to you to caulk everything up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you mustn't be saying things like that. It might turn off the judges. They might be very conservative and not understand your vulgar humor.
They won't understand our American jokes.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, dear, we're going to go over here and make sure that these spiders are up and spooky and moving around correctly.
Oh, I don't know if they're spooky enough, Sugar Lump. Make those spiders spookier.
And make sure to get some of those brownies. Did she say brownies? I would really like some brownies.
She might have said brown recluses because they were talking about spiders.
You're right. Leave it to me to make something out of food out of everything.
Leave it to Bieber. To Bieber. To Bieber. To Bieber.
What have you? Did you go to a lot of haunted houses when you were younger?
No, because haunted houses, as a rule, terrify me to my very core.
Do they?
Only because I would love to go through one with the promise that there was nobody gonna jump out at me. Because I like the ambiance.
Well, they have that too. They're just called like houses and rooms.
Yeah, but no. But like I love. I would like to see like the fun sets and things.
Yeah.
And, but I call me crazy. I don't like people jumping out at me.
You need to go through like a Disney haunted house.
Yeah, I need to go to the not so scary Halloween party with Mickey and friends.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
Zactamundo.
You know, I loved haunted houses growing up. I don't know what sick perverted thing made me love horror and gore.
Did you like the ones where they come after you with a chainsaw?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Since I was so young. And I, the guy that, well, this is probably why. The guy that worked at this place that was next door to our house growing up, he owned a haunted house. And he, like, actually built it all. And, like, I would watch, he had this book on how to make a haunted house. And I loved it. So, I think I just enjoyed that so much, I didn't get scared at all.
Oh. Well, see, that's good. You knew, but you saw behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, see, I, even when I would see behind the curtain, I was still terrified.
It's a razor sharp curtain.
many, 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 many moons ago, I was very little. My mother was in charge of the children's activities at church. And she, and this is back in the 80s when you were allowed to do things like this. There's since been a separation of church and Halloween.
Yes.
But back in the 80s, they were blended, guys. Back in the 80s, it was okay. And so she put on, we had like a kids' Halloween party. And so part of it, she went through and she did like the classic, oh, these are the eyeballs with the grapes. And here's
I loved those two.
The brains with the spaghetti. And then they would get to the body. And it was my own father dressed up as a mummy. But when he, like, he would jump up and go, woo! And I was like, and she would be like, now that's daddy. But it still just
terrifies me.
It just terrified me, guys. But that was the 80s. That was a different time.
It was a different time.
Better time. In some ways.
Yeah. It was a better time. I used to build little haunted houses out of cardboard boxes and stuff. I had like the Ernest, the haunted house from that. That's what I used to build. I loved it.
Aww.
Anyway.
Now, do you have any tips for the listeners?
Oh, God, do I have tips?
Who are so many tips. Thinking, hey, this haunted motel room of Cliff and Kendall's has inspired me to make a haunted, I don't know, studio apartment above a fish hatchery.
Do it, Cliff. I've got tips for you. I've got tips out the wazoo.
All right. Start expressing them.
Well, you know you're going to need a fog machine.
Invest
in a good fog machine.
Now, here's the truth. Honestly, over the years, more and more every day, I'd live already like it's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Little bit, I did. I wish every day I had a fog machine. Some people set the coffee to come on before they wake up in the morning. I would set the fog machine when I wake up, it feels like I'm in a zombie cemetery.
Mine does that already. My alarm's at 3 a.m., so I wake up and it's a scary graveyard.
And then you don't wake up, so it goes...
For 6 hours.
Yeah. I've been there. I've heard it.
Uh-huh. Make sure you get some really good scary music.
Ooh.
Or you can just listen to the show, and when we go... Record that and play it back.
Or just the whole show. Most people are terrified by the mere thought of our show.
This and a strobe light and you're set.
Oh my God. Imagine that. That does sound like a horror movie. Doesn't it? Somebody trapped in a room with our show going on in a strobe light.
Uh-huh. Well,
they would go insane. How quickly would you go insane doing that?
It's like a clockwork orange.
It's definitely clockwork orange level.
Strap your earlobes open.
Strap them on, baby.
Dear, you just stepped on my toe.
Oh, pardon me, dear. Excuse me, let me remove these fangs. My fangs. Oh, pardon me.
You got all the teeth that time, Mr.
Bobo.
Oops,
sorry. Boys, Crockpot has eaten all of the grapes that we were going to use for eyeballs.
What are we ever going to do?
What about you?
Oh, I got an idea.
What's your idea?
Take these figs.
You
don't like figs?
I hate figs.
Do you like Fig Newtons?
Yeah, because they've been Newtonized.
Fig Newton is wonderful. Yeah. I think figs taste just like Fig Newtons. Anyway, I digress.
Figs are like ogre boogers.
Take these figs.
In a bad way.
And take these figs and take them over there and say that they're ogre boogers.
You stole that from me.
No, it's so weird that you just said ogre boogers. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, put them in some Jell-O, and it'll be like snot all over them. Dude, that's a wonderful idea. I don't know why anybody else didn't think of it.
No, now here's what you really need to do. You need to find a jug of, take that jug of mine that's in my luggage. There's a big jug of cheese balls. In there, and I know that if they're dry and powdery, they are not like eyeballs, so that's why you just wet them down.
Cliff, you forgot that it's empty.
Oh, shit.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know, maybe do the stupid fig thing.
Dear, that, you're right. Ogre boogers sound like a wonderful idea. Oh,
oh dear, that sounds disgusting. Ogre boogers.
They're quite tasty. Ogre boogers. All right, Cliff.
ogre booger. Say it a bunch of times
fast. Ogre booger, 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 ogre booger. Hey, are you talking to me?
Are you scarily talking to me?
Sorry, Cliff, we're like 45 minutes in the show.
I'm the only ghost here.
You want me to go?
Are you talking to me? Me?
You? Are you talking to me?
You go, I go, it's all the same.
I grabbed the guy in the dream. You see me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can you stop the graves for 5 seconds?
Sorry, just pause the grave. Hold the graves.
Hold the grave soundtrack. I grab the guy in my dream. You see me struggling, so you wake me up. We both come out. You whack the fucker, and we got him.
Oh, is that a nightmare on Elm Street?
Yes, Cliff. You know how they're going to get out of there, don't you?
You threw a vajayjay. The only way. Kendall?
Cliff?
Their heads weren't found severed. Their heads were not found at all.
Oh, I know that one. Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, they just needed a Red Bull.
Get your wings.
Yeah, Ichabod Crane. In the house.
In the house. Well, he is. He's right over there.
He's in the hizzy.
It's a great costume, sir.
That's Crock-Pot. You didn't recognize
it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a great costume.
Great Crock-Pot. Yeah.
His name is Charles Lee Ray, and he's been sent down from heaven by Daddy to play with me.
Oh, okay, no, that's Child's Play.
Yeah. I was going to say, no, it's Chucky.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Whenever feasible, one should always try to eat the rude.
Oh, it's that cannibals are us.
Oh.
Cannibal Run.
Very, very close. Shh. If you listen closely, you can hear the silence of the lambs.
Oh. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, no, I thought you were about to get it with Cannibal. I thought you'd go Cannibal, Manable, Hannibal.
I was so close.
So close. No cigar.
All right. What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who is always running up the stairs when she should be running out the front door. It's insulting.
Don't make me scream.
Yes, Cliff. Scream.
Kendall. Have I got a rubber? Tiff, look at me. Whoa. I'm all rubber.
Rubber? That flubber, no.
No, the quote from Flubber is, I'm all flubber.
Oh, is that rubber?
This is, I'm all rubber. There is a movie called Rubber. It's about a tire that rolls.
Oh, God, I do look at that. Well, I'm all rubber. Why would you all be rubber? I don't know.
Have I got a rubber? Kendall, look at me. I'm all rubber. And so is the bride of Chucky.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
It was right there in front of me.
Your God, my God.
I should have killed myself when he put it in me. After the first time, before we were married, Ralph promised never again. He promised and I believed him, but sin never dies. Sin never dies.
Ralph, that's gotta be the Honeymooners.
No, but that was Carrie.
Carrie, baby, Carrie. Kendall.
Cliff, Carrie.
They will say that I have shed innocent blood. What's blood for, if not for shedding? With my hook for a hand, I'll split you from groin to your gullet. I came for you.
Why are no movies coming to me right now? Or any of this?
Do you need a hint?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint in the form of a song.
Okay.
Who can take the sunrise and sprinkle it with dew? Who can make candy and something too?
Oh my God. The Candyman?
The Candyman can.
Let me tell you where my brain went. I was like, Gene Wilder, Young Frankenstein. I was like, nobody in Young Frankenstein had a hook for a hand. That's how my brain works.
Well, hey, you got Gene Wilder, and I'm impressed.
Well, good. I got to take a break.
You've got to take a break.
I got to take a break from the ship. Listen, this rubber's riding up.
Oh, my God. This now, mine are duct tape, and I am sweating under there.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
From Touchstone Pictures, if you're looking for danger, if it's action you crave,
I know Tai Chi Kung Fu Chow, ain't it?
There's only one man who's above the law.
Ernest P. Worrell is here.
And below average.
Dumber and dumber.
He's fighting an army of killer trolls.
Hey, hey, hey.
And he's the hero who never knows when to quit.
Just ask my fourth grade teacher.
He never knew when to quit.
Only in theaters. Ernest Scared Stupid. Rated PG.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more. Just like Cliff and Kendall.
It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween. Two scary bloated co-hosts. Halloween. Halloween. It's the evil day we love.
Oh, God, excuse me, all that punch that's over there.
You can take the sunrise.
Sprinkle it with punch. Cliff, I'm sorry to get off topic here for a second, but there's something bothering me about the world right now.
No.
I'm sorry to bring up such depressing news.
Oh, no.
But why is there a war on candy corn?
Is there a war on candy corn?
Yes, everywhere I turn lately.
And I wasn't informed?
Listen, everywhere I turn lately, on every social media of any kind, anywhere in the world, on TV, people are talking about how much everybody hates candy corn, and why do they still make it? Oh, Cliff is leaving the room.
Please hold. Oh, guys, this is something scary every minute. Oh, wow.
Oh, thank God you brought some candy corn.
There's some candy corn.
Thank you.
You found somebody who doesn't hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I love it. I have always loved candy corn, and it's the one thing I love to eat when it's Halloween.
Well,
and I can't believe you haven't heard this, but it's making me angry.
Well, okay. Here, I'm aware of people who are like, look, I don't like candy corn. And that's fine, because to me, it's one of those things like, for us... Mm-hmm. Of course, we both associate it with Halloween. There's always a bowl of it somewhere. And so, you know, we associate it with that and we like mm-hmm. it. It's just little sugar nuggets. And so...
It's just sugar. What's to hate?
And there's some people who don't like it, but there are some people who also hate those, like, Valentine hearts.
Yeah.
And I love those. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, those taste like chalk. And I'm like, chalkier the better, baby.
That's the way it's supposed to taste.
Right. You're not supposed to enjoy this. You're supposed to taste it and think Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. So look, why does everyone hate candy corn? Hate candy corn. Everyone hates candy corn.
Kendall, that's what they call clickbait. They get you riled up like a Fox News viewer.
Oh, I'm riled. I'm riled, Cliff. I'm going to eat all this candy corn to make up for it.
And they get you to click on it, and that fulfills their... And you know, probably if you clicked on some of those, I bet one or two would be like... I love it, though, you know?
But it makes me so angry. I just get so angry. Did we not go to a haunted house at some point?
I don't think so, because you probably asked, maybe, but I...
Maybe went through one at, like, Disneyland or something, I'm thinking of that.
Maybe, but, like, I don't like people jumping at me.
Yeah.
Even when I've gone to, like, amateur ones put on by, like, a middle school, it's like, I don't need you coming up to me and going, it's like, I know you're just being weird. I go on the air and be weird once a week. It's called Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff, I think it's time to do some shouting.
Shout.
Shout, shout, shout.
I'm shouting to you.
Come on.
They're not on this. Okay. Shout them all out. Kendall, I got a shout out.
Shout it.
Are you ready?
Rooftops.
I want to shout out to... to a place we haven't been in a while, the Blob Smush Food and More, mm-hmm. because now through Halloween, with every food item you buy, they are giving away a free packet of pumpkin spice spices. So each food you buy can be transformed into a pumpkin spice version. Imagine a frozen pumpkin spice pizza. Oh, ooh. Imagine a dollop of pumpkin spice mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Ooh, how about a sandwich made with pumpkin spice grape jelly? And ooh, how about a nourishing pumpkin spice chicken broth for that friend with a cold? I think that just sounds like delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know I love pumpkin spice anything.
I do too. That's why I think it's clever.
It's right up there with candy corn. Ooh, pumpkin spice candy corn.
Ooh.
Okay, Cliff, I want to give a shout out to the salesperson back at the Halloween store in Busheltown for sending these large quantities of silicone on such short notice.
I thought we were going to have to contact Pamela Anderson Lee.
You know how hard it is to get this much silicone
outside of Pamela Anderson? Sorry.
Good one, Cliff. Good one.
We wish her well on her journey with hepatitis C or whatever it is she's goodness. Got. Kendall, I've got a shout out to Terry the Temp, our old pal.
Hey, Terry.
She's been getting my mail back in Busheltown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she told me the other day my new issue of Martha Stewart Living has just come in. It's got Halloween tips galore.
Send it.
And she's going to send it to me, which means it should get here around Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
When I'll be eating those chalky little hearts.
Mm. Tell her to take a picture of each page and text it to her.
Oh, I don't have the bandwidth.
Oh. Okay, call her and have her read it.
We could FaceTime it. She could just hold it up to the FaceTime.
Yes,
and
now we're talking. She can temporarily read it to her.
Uh-huh. Turn the page, Terry.
Because I want to shout out to Halloween costume companies for finally
everywhere
making bigger size. You know, they have plus sizes now
in
Halloween costumes.
That's good.
Luckily, I can actually buy some now. I didn't have one when I was a kid. You had to just squeeze into those tiny ones.
You just had to squeeze.
I still can't find anything that fits, but it's getting better.
Guys, when we were little, you just had to squeeze into it. you know me. I have to be something like this large green alien or god in a robe or something.
We do what we gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. Say what you wanna say. Kendall, shout out from me to guess who?
Who?
Guess. Who might I shout out to?
Madonna.
Oh, close.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, baby. Got it.
Did he get an Oscar?
Soon. Coming soon.
Coming soon to the theater near you.
Have you caught the psychic Sister Mary Mildred disease? Well, you're seeing the future. Kendall, no, he has not yet won an Oscar, but very soon that will happen. But currently, I'd like to shout out to him, Kendall, because you know I've just been playing on repeat that cast album of Sunday in the Park with George that you got me for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I love it, love it, love it. Sunday.
I told you I didn't forget it.
By the blue, purple, yellow, red water. On the green, purple, yellow, red grass. Oh, it's so good. It's
maybe the
so good.
Will be a little bit more forgiving with it.
Well, it was a limited run. It was not technically a revival. So they...
Oh, well, that's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
I get snubbed again.
Oh, it's bullshit. It's some bullshit.
Add him to your hit list.
No, because he's going to get that Oscar and then the rest of the windows will be open. But anyway, I love it so much. He's got such a, you know, well, you knew anyway, he was the greatest actor ever.
Knew it.
Living, dead, or
in between.
Or yet to be born. Okay? He's the best. We knew that. But he's also, he is got such a good voice, singing voice. It's, I mean, it's up there, it's like me level good.
Okay? Well, it's just under Cliff.
It's just like we are.
Just like he wishes.
Kendall, don't go there. Kendall. And, but you know, I've been playing it, wearing it out, even though it's an MP3 album. It's instead of Sunday.
The bites are all scrambled.
Oh, yeah. Instead of Sunday in the Park with George, it's been Every Day in the Car with Jake. And some, you know, which some of the taxi drivers that I've asked to put it on have been a little bit rude about saying no. But I love it so much. I listen to it and it's just so, it's so, so good. I really do love it so much. So shout out to them. Shout out to things that make you happy.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm happy about that.
Amen.
Well, speaking of being happy, Cliff, I want to shout out to you for these 10 amazing Halloween seasons on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What a triumph.
It is a triumph.
Of the human spirit.
It's going to go down in history as the biggest triumph.
One of the bigger triumphs in human history. I'm with you.
It's like Triumph the Dog from Jimmy Kimmel, and we're above that.
And then us for all of our Halloween seasons. Yep. I'm with you. And we're nothing's going to stop us now.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Kendall, I've got a shout out. Final shout out.
All right.
I've got a shout out to the devil. Because Kendall the devil, he's got just such a great holiday with Halloween.
With Halloween going for him.
Kendall, I just love Halloween so much.
Mm-hmm.
And like even more than we love candy corn.
And that's a lot.
And I really just love it so much. And the devil is to thank for all of that.
Ooh.
And Kendall, I sometimes.
She was coming up.
Do you ever wonder why we love Halloween so much? Well, I was thinking about it the other day.
And what did you think?
And, you know, I was thinking about... Oh, candy corn just got lodged.
No, I bit my lip.
In his teeth.
I mistook my lip for a thing of candy corn.
Oh, it's because you got such a fat mouth. Kendall, but I was thinking about RuPaul. And on his podcast, he's always talking about sweet, sensitive souls. And people that have a sweet, sensitive soul. And I think that...
Yes, Cliff, I do consider my...
I do. I think that we have sweet, sensitive souls. I think that we do. And people with sweet, sensitive souls that are like us, that have their eyes open to the world, they are liable to get their hearts broken time and time again. Not necessarily by romance, but just by the world.
By food.
By things, food, various other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And... how do we get through these heartbreaking times as sweet, sensitive souls?
How do we do it?
And RuPaul, he says, you know, that we survive through irreverence and laughing at the absurdity of all of it.
Amen.
Yeah, and through silliness. Such as every second of our show.
So basically, RuPaul is saying, listen to our show.
It was a backdoor endorsement of us, basically.
And, you heard it here.
And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about Halloween and why we love it. And I was thinking about the irreverence. And really, when you look at Halloween stuff, it really, so much of it is just like laughing at the biggest joke of all, which is death.
Mm-hmm.
Have I made a point?
You made a point. Luckily, we do a podcast and a radio show.
And it's
that will
giant,
be around forever.
Giant, who cares?
And we're not just a name, we're a show.
We're a show. That was the point of all of that. We're a show.
I picked up on that.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to really quickly say a shout out to Mr. Snobbottom for believing us.
Shout it out.
Even though no one listens and actually ever, no one cares.
Shout it out.
Still believes in us.
Shout it out, Kendall.
I'm going to shout out his bowels over there.
Speak about my bowels in front of the judges.
Your bowels of I don't know. I can't.
Kendall, you can't save it.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Snobbottom.
Thank you. I accept your apology, by the way.
There they go.
Cliff, what is it with me?
What is it? I don't know. What is it with you?
What is it with Kendall?
What is it with that guy? He's such a fat guy.
Oh, do I have some fun? Halloween, what is it?
I hope so.
All right, Cliff.
That was your question. I'm worrying now.
It took a group of around 100 people 3 years to create it.
Disney's Haunted Mansion. No?
Way longer than that.
More than 3 years?
It actually... That's a story for another time. It started as a poem.
Oh. But I mean, like, from the time somebody's like, hey, when would you make this? I bet it wasn't more than 3 years.
All right, there's a way you can find a loophole for it, I'm sure.
Sorry, I shouldn't have guessed that.
It was originally imagined as a television special.
The Munsters.
No. It was inspired by old stop motion animation specials.
Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were close.
I was close, baby.
You're on sacred territory.
I was almost there. I could have been a contender.
All right. But it was created in Philadelphia in the 1880s.
cream cheese.
Merry Halloween.
Oh, I forgot the Halloween.
It was created by George Renninger of the Wondery Candy Company.
Reese's Cups.
Nope. The company that produces it now is the Jelly Deli Company, which started producing it at the turn of the 20th century.
Candy corn.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't know we were going to be eating it when I...
I didn't know. That's just a lesson. We never know what the future holds, guys.
Right. I didn't know when I woke up this morning I would be having wonderful candy corn on the show. But I am. He was born October 19th, 1957.
Gonna be Satan?
Close. Made his literary debut in October 1979.
Oh, Stephen King.
Nope.
No.
The characters' first break into comics came with a series of comics published by Brian Pulido's Chaos Comics.
Oh, a scary comic. The Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
No.
He's been described as almost a supernatural force, a force of nature, an evil force that's loose.
Swamp Thing.
Nope. He murdered his sister, and 15 years later returns home to murder more.
Oh, Michael Myers?
Yes.
And then he went on to create Wayne and Garth. Michael Myers was a comic book character?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
With a monkey. Ain't no monkey around. Cliff, I had so much fun with this haunted contest. It looks like we're starting to wrap it up and get out the prizes.
Oh, the judges have left. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Well, are they going to announce it? Who's announcing it?
Well, let's see. I'll open the door and listen. We'll hear their reaction. We'll know if we won or not.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Wonder what that means.
I don't know. Did we win?
Come in here, guys.
Oh, dear. Well, not really. Well, maybe. I don't know, dear. You did not win the best overall haunted room.
Oh, no. Three doors down, one at, I'm afraid.
Three doors down from here?
Yeah, no, the band. They're staying at the end of the hallway.
Dear, it's a funny story, but that's a story for another time.
Oh, yes, but we did take home a prize.
Oh, what, candy corn?
Oh, no. Well, it seems we've won most scary monster.
Monster?
I didn't even know we had a monster
I don't see a monster here now.
Crockpot is Ichabod Crane.
Dear, I believe they're thinking of Charles the Contractor. He was sitting out in the hallway.
But he wasn't even dressed up or anything.
Does that surprise you? He's been out there scraping his foot with a pet egg for the last 2 hours.
Oh.
So you can see why we won the prize.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen, dear.
Oh my.
All right, you're right.
Sugarlump, what do you say we go have some of that Halloween punch I've got stored in the drawer?
Oh, dear, that sounds wonderful. I'm going to take this candy corn with me, too.
Wait.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh, he just took it. I don't think that was proper etiquette.
Oh. Well, Kendall, it has been a Halloween show.
It's been frightening.
One for the books.
I don't know which book, but it was one for the books.
For one of the books.
One of the books in a series.
And it doesn't matter.
Of unfortunate events.
Oh, God.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
You have a quote.
Kendall, when witches go riding and black cats are seen, the moon laughs and whispers, 'tis near Halloween.
Ooh.
And Kendall, what's even scarier is nobody even knows who said that. Could have been a ghost.
An unknown ghost. All right, Cliff, take us home.
Kendall.
Oh, you got more.
'Tis the night of the grave's delight, and the warlocks are at their play. Ye think that without the wild winds shout, but no, it is they. It is they. And that was
not they.
And that was said by, this is the Shocks, Cleveland Cox. And that's it. Take me home, Halloween roads to a place. Be a ghost.
Ooh.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall.
Ooh.
See you next week.
We are vain and we are bland.
Hate people when they are not polite.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers.
Psycho killers. Kiss to say. Fa 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 better. Run, run, run away.
Radical killer! Catch the shade! Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.